You've tuned in to Stranger Than Fiction News, broadcasting live from the dark side of the planet. Facebook has apologized for recent search suggestions that feature terms related to pornography, some of which included terms like little girl. Now, many people thought this was fake news, and rightfully so, because you'd be like, how could they ever do such a thing? But this is actually being reported in the mainstream news. Facebook apologizes for pornographic search suggestions. And of course, this isn't the first time that that Facebook has been in the crosshairs for this kind of content. This is actually Facebook's second brush with sexual content, potentially including minors, in the past few weeks. And you have to remember, I mean, these people reach like billions of people, right? So we've talked about the surveys. We'll talk about the evidence. Not only is it in the mainstream news, but we have at least three different screenshots of this. Now, this is what a lot of people saw when they put in videos of. It was videos of girls sucking under water. Then there was, then there was child giving oral, child sucking underwater. In these screenshots, we're seeing different timestamps. You can see the timestamps towards the top, 9:37 p.m., 1:39 p.m., and 10:28, doesn't say a.m. or p.m. here, but they're completely different times, and they're all basically, pushing pornography and, in some cases, child pornography here. And this is on top of other things that we've been seeing from Facebook, which is the surveys here, the infamous surveys, where there's a wide range of topics and behaviors that appeal to people on Facebook. Would you be okay with the following? An adult man asking a 14-year-old girl for sexual pictures. And the responses that were offered by Facebook was that this content should be allowed, number one. Number two, this content should be allowed. Number two, number three, the content should not be allowed. And number four, they have no preference. So they're sending multiple surveys. They've got the suggestions there for users that basically they should be viewing child pornography. And this is truly unacceptable. And on top of that, you got Richard Dawkins suggesting that eating human flesh should be allowed to overcome the taboo. So this is the kind of rhetoric that we're getting from the left. Not surprising if you've read the Podesta emails, the WikiLeaks. This is the kind of thing that these people are into. Now, we're going to be bringing in a panel of all-stars from the STFN crew to talk about this. We've got basically a legend from the olden days on STFN, Freedom Faction, that we're going to be bringing in to talk about this. So we're going to see if we can bring in Freedom Faction right now and see what he has to say about these issues. And I think it's important for people to hear about this from other folks. So Freedom Faction, you're live on STFN. What do you think about these recent pedophile suggestions from Facebook? Are you okay with that?
I've never been okay with pedophiles, child molesters, boy lovers, or any kinds of people that participate in this kind of behavior. It's disgusting and dehumanizing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Well, go ahead and run with what you got for the next few minutes as we prepare for the rest of the panel.
All right, let's really look at some of this stuff. You know, you're talking about how, you know, Facebook is having to apologize for pornographic search suggestions, and the fact that they even have this kind of content on Facebook itself just kind of shows you, you know, the lax security that they have on there. But before we go into, you know, how messed up Fedbook is, let's really look at, like, how these people are systematically trying to find ways to groom people into accepting this kind of behavior. You know, then you start talking about things such as the hypersexualization of children. I mean, look at what's going on in school these days. You have things like drag queen story time and everything else. And it's not right. There's literally no way to justify this. I think it was like last year we had Theresa May, the Prime Minister of the UK, talking about how pedophilism, or just being a pedophile, how that's something that we need to get used to, even though it's rampant amongst Parliament over there. And to me, you know, I see this type of stuff and I see what they're doing. They're trying to destroy the family, and they start with the children. This is why they have them watching things like MTV. This is why they have, you know, just the craziness that goes on Snapchat and everything else. And on top of that, you now have them literally creating child sex robots to basically deter pedophiles from seeking out people. But we know that won't work. It's really messed up. You start looking at the population control aspect of it, the social engineering aspect of it. It's the destruction of the family unit. It's the hypersexualization of children, and it's rampant amongst everything. I don't know if you want me to get into some of these articles that I have pulled up.
Well,
right here,
I think we're definitely gonna get into it. And you brought up some excellent points about the child robots that they're now putting out there. I think we listed a report on that, but people are being warned. You know, be aware that child robots are coming, so that pedophiles can basically have sex with them. And you know, and this is just, you know, the tip of the iceberg of what's going on. But go ahead and hit another article, and then we're going to be bringing in the next member of the panel here.
Check this out. 2 weeks ago, there was a bill, Senate Bill 48, and basically it allows for old men in Kentucky to legally and lawfully marry little girls. Like, that messes with my mind. The fact that they're saying, you know what... I mean, look at the North American Man-Boy Love Association. This is just a systematic assault on just trying to dehumanize people, trying to make people wicked. Wicked is the only way that I can explain it. You know, you can look at the gradual increase into this, how we found ourselves here in this position where you can literally look up expletives on Facebook about, like, about this stuff. I mean, you know, the recent survey that went out, I think it went out sometime around March, I think about the same time, yeah, March 5th, about how they asked its users if they should allow pedophiles to ask kids for sexual pictures. Now, growing up, personally, I knew that if I went trick-or-treating or something like that as a kid, or, you know, you hang out in the neighborhood, there were little markers. There was like a website database that showed you where the pedophiles lived so that you didn't go there. What happened to that? What happened to, like, literally notifying people that you cannot be around these pedophiles? These people, they are sexual offenders. What happened to that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now they're letting them go, and they're covering it up, and they're trying to basically keep people distracted with other types of news. But there's all sorts of pedophiles running around out there, and not just in your local communities, but also in Washington at the various news bureaus. Oh, yeah. around the country. And you mentioned Kentucky, but I think Missouri too has one of the highest rates of child marriages in the country. So I mean, it's worse than you can imagine. Now Facebook is basically pushing it on people, as well as other places like YouTube. I mean, there's tons of soft porn channels out there where they're making tons of money pushing this stuff on people. And, you know, while they're pushing the soft porn, the soft child porn on people, other channels like ours get banned. So, I mean, it is what it is. We're going to be bringing in Danny Ray from Righteous Defiance here, and we'll see what we can come up with on her end and see how she feels about this from a woman's perspective. So, Danny Ray, are you online? We're still waiting.
I sure am.
Oh, there she is. There she is. So, what do you think about this, not only the surveys, but now these suggestions through the Facebook search bar, you know, about child pornography? Now, they've corrected this. They've corrected this. You can't see it anymore, but it's in the mainstream news. There's people talking about it everywhere, especially in the Pizzagate community, but... it's in the mainstream news. You can do a search. Facebook apologizes for pornographic search suggestions, and it's definitely there. How does that make you feel? You know, would you want your kids on Facebook being exposed to this kind of thing?
Absolutely not. And I feel like Facebook trying to open up a kiddie program is exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to groom more kids online. I feel like they're just another cog in the wheel of this ultimate destruction of our humanity.
Yeah,
well, I mean, that's what history shows, is when pedophilia takes over, you know, look at ancient Rome and all of that, that's when destruction happens, because it's grotesque. It's the worst of the worst and the lowest of the low. People would hurt children in such a manner.
Well, and it's no surprise that they're promoting, you know, this type of content, and at the same time basically censoring content from the right. And this is why we need an Internet Bill of Rights. This is why we need people to call the Congressional Switchboard, talk to your members of Congress about this. They need to hear from you that, you know, Facebook is basically out of control. They're pushing the pedophilia. They're censoring conservatives. And, you know, when you look at who these people are supporting, like, you know, Facebook is basically supporting the Hillarys and the Podestas and the like, you know, they're obviously in it together like a bunch of Charlie Manson groupies. Right, Danny Ray? They're Charlie Manson groupies, aren't they?
They are. I think it's worse than Charlie Manson, honestly. This is on a whole new level.
Absolutely. And we're gonna keep mixing it up. We're gonna be trying to bring in everybody from the panel. We got about at least a couple more people to bring in. We're gonna see how what Rubber T thinks about this particular situation, about the pedophilia on Facebook, on YouTube, and the like. And we'll see if we can get a hold of him. Not sure if this call is going to go through. But in the meantime, Freedom Faction, why don't you lay some more articles in our direction here? Oh, we got Paul. We got Rubber T. Hold on a second. We got Rubber T on deck. How are you doing, Rubber T? Oh, looks like we lost that connection. Okay, so any case, Freedom Faction, why don't you continue on with the story, and we'll see what happens with Rubber T here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was talking to you about this kind of before the show. I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with Cardinal George Pell, but he's one of the Vatican higher ups, one of the highest ranking Catholic officials there, and he was supposed to go to trial for the fact that they got a charge of child rape against him. But unfortunately, and I say this with air quotes, the victim was found dead, so they're throwing out the case. And the reason why I pointed that out is because he was charged with historical sex abuse. But that's not alone. This is how these people operate. This is how they have their whole wicked beast style system going. That's why, you know, when you start uncovering things like Pizzagate, Pedogate, everything else that's going on, these organized operations, you see how they literally use things like pedophilia to get people in. This is how they recruit. It's a form of, it's not only a form of blackmail, but it's also a form of overall dehumanization. So if this is going up in the higher parts of our society, so-called by the elites, what does that mean for us? That's what I was talking about before with them slowly deploying it to us now. We mentioned it briefly earlier this month in March, you know, with Facebook asking if pedophiles should have pictures. They literally sent out like a message to people the way that they do, and I'll read it word for word right here. It says, "There are a wide range of topics and behaviors that appear on Facebook. In thinking about an ideal world where you could set Facebook's policies, how would you handle the following? A private message in which an adult man asks a 14-year-old girl for sexual pictures." And they give you a few options. You know, this content should be allowed. This content should be allowed on Facebook, but I don't want to see it. This content shouldn't be allowed on Facebook, and no one should be able to see it. Or you could just say, "I have no preference on the topic." Now, to a lot of people, they're just going to click and say, "I have no preference," because they're not going to want to read all this type of stuff. But that's what they do. They deploy these types of different messages, and then they say, "Oh, well, we got the response, so basically we can roll the content out." And what happened, I think, in the case of these search results is too many people started seeing, like, this is wrong. You can't have these kinds of explicit pictures and explicit videos up on Facebook while you are tearing people down, like the right, like the conservatives, like libertarians, like people who don't want to deal with this type of stuff. But at the same time, they're uplifting this kind of morally degradative behavior. I mean, it's wicked. At the core of it all, it's wicked.
Well, and that's exactly how they're recruiting people, is through pedophilia. And they know that once they become abused in that way, that they'll never, for the most part, find their way again. At least that's the intent. Now, some people do. We're not saying that every victim is damned, but it's definitely a gateway towards the dark side. And they're basically sexing these people into the cult. And there's a term called growing up pedo. And that's why, like, in the creepy Biden footage, you know, nobody says anything. You know, it's happening right in front of everybody, and nobody says anything. It's blatant. It's offensive just to look at. And you'd think, like, a normal person would say something, but they don't. They just sit there and they smile and just let it happen. And this is part of the cult, and this is part of what we're up against. Now, we're going to try and bring Creep Hunters in. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it blows my mind that kind of behavior is socially acceptable.
Yeah, Danny Ray, I mean, what do you think about, like, when you see the creepy Biden footage and you see him kind of, you know, petting and grooming the child and kissing her? I mean, do you think that's okay? I mean, should we be accepting this type of behavior?
No, sir, I don't think it at all acceptable. I feel like throat punching him. If I was close enough, I would run in there and do it. You know, honestly, this kind of stuff, I don't know. I could think of worse things, but I shouldn't say them. Alfred Kinsey, he's the one who actually started all of this nonsense, you know. He's the father of pedophilia over here, isn't he?
More than likely. I mean, it's an age-old tradition. I think these kind of cults have been going around for quite a while, but
It goes back to Rome.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
They go back to Rome and the grooming they do there.
But they do, you know, there have been notable figures throughout history that have pushed it more than others, and I think Creepy Biden is probably, you know, one of them as well. I mean, you know, the whole idea of this episode on C-SPAN was so that, so that they could recruit other people that were watching this. Hey, you want to be like these senators? You want to be like Mr. Vice President? Well, this is how you act. And it's, you know, it's almost subliminal, it's suggestive, it's product placement, just like when they give you the Diablo hand signs in the movies or some of the other things. That's the intent of this, is to basically promote their agenda and their lifestyle. We're gonna try and bring in Creep Hunters here, see if we get any luck over there. With for his take on this situation, with the new revelations that Facebook is pushing the pedophilia through the search engine or the search results, we'll see if we get any luck. Creep Hunters is live on STFN. Sir, what do you think about these search results that we're seeing with little girls and sucking and the like? How does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel angry. It makes me feel like, it makes me feel like the survey that they put out was, you know, kind of like testing the waters, and people got pissed off. So, you know, Facebook was just like, oh, what? Oh, too soon? Okay, not yet, kind of thing. Being able to search those type of things in their search bar, it makes it pretty obvious that, you know, pedophilia, and I strongly believe, because of that search result and that new information coming out in regards to that, that you know, the survey was kind of like a oops, that was too soon or what, and you know, we just have to stick to our guns and let them know that we're not going to tolerate pedophilia, and that it's not going to become a norm, whether it's now or later or what have you. But yeah, I was pretty choked when I saw that, man. It was pretty fucking gross, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, they're gonna try and say it was an accident, that somehow somebody gamed the search results, and they're gonna say the same thing with the surveys, the two surveys that they sent out to people, basically asking them, you know, is it okay if we ask children for sexual favors on this platform? And you know, they can call it an accident. They can apologize if they want to, but I think this shows the intent behind the actions quite clearly. And they're trying to have people forget about it. You know, they're trying to talk about something else, and they'd like nothing more than to censor this type of content. so that people don't talk about it. But you know, this is basically the type of stuff that we're dealing with all throughout our, you know, all throughout society, all throughout politics, behind the scenes. It's just like it was described in the Podesta emails. It's just like what you've been thinking out there. And this is more proof that's in black and white that you can't deny. I mean, every mainstream media outlet reported on this, but do you think it went anywhere on Facebook? Of course not. You know, that's exactly what you would expect, that this wouldn't go anywhere. And it's just, you know, it's just part of what we're seeing. It's part of the bigger picture. But this is why these cult members get into their activities. It's so that they can basically rape and molest little children and get away with it. And the system is protecting them, just like the way the FBI protected Hillary during that investigation. And we're going to be talking about that in the main broadcast, which is probably going to be at around 5 p.m. Central. But we'll be talking about the firing of McCabe. We'll be talking about the implications with Comey, the Department of Justice, and what comes next, because there's a lot of stuff coming out there. We've just posted the new STFN report at stfnreport.com. We're a little late today, but it's there, so be sure to check that out. And that's the upcoming broadcast. But you know, they're all covering up for each other. And behind the cover-up is this pedophilia, it's this occultism. It's just like what people were discovering in the Pedogate investigations, and it's rampant. And I think EJ from Freedom Faction has got more on that for us. So I'll take it away, EJ, and then I'll have you guys rotate around for a couple of minutes. I got to step out, and I'll be right back. But you guys have the fucking floor. So I'll take it away, EJ.
Yeah, no, you're speaking on this pedogate, the pedophiliaism, you know, the Pizzagate phenomena, spirit cooking, and all these different types of things. Like, we really had to look at, like, this is like a chronological thing. This is what they do. That's all of what 2016 was, a massive expose where we documented all the different types of arrests that were taking place, things like Operation Cross Country, where they basically went through and rounded up all kinds of different pedophiles. And the reason why this is so important that people need to get is because they're congregating like demons. They're literally congregating, coming together, and trying to practice this wicked occult stuff. We had mentioned it earlier, creepy Joe Biden, creepy Uncle Joe Biden. I think what's even crazier is the following year, creepy Joe Biden and Lady Gaga came together to talk about how we need to raise more awareness about sexual abuse. Now, if you guys actually go and watch that clip, it's creepy. It seems like something out of The Shining. It seems like something out of Stepford Wives. It seems like something, it's really creepy. They're in a hotel, Lady Gaga's got her arm on Joe Biden, and they're trying to raise awareness about sexual abuse when you know these people basically conduct it. So why are we pointing out, you know, creepy Joe Biden touching children, and basically Lady Gaga endorsing it, is because, as George Carlin said, it's one big club, and we ain't in it. We're not in it. We're not thinking like these people. It's because they literally operate in the shadows. They operate off of wickedness. Check this out. Earlier this week, the Catholic Church of New York and Georgia opposed a new child sex abuse bill. They called it unfair. It's called the Hidden Predator Act, HB 605. And basically, it extended the statute of limitations for adult survivors of child sex abuse. And what they're trying to do is they're saying, oh, well, you know, we don't need more information coming out about how the Catholic Church is involved in sex abuse. This is historical. This is what people do. I mean, Pope Francis, he is basically one of the main ringleaders of this. Like, when you take it, when you take a step back, you do your research, you really start looking at how many different ways the pedophilia is affecting things, not only spiritually, not only sociologically, not only mentally, but emotionally. We really get a good sense of, like, where these people are trying to operate. Ron mentioned it earlier too, you know, growing up pedophile, growing up pedo. Look at what that is. What I was mentioning beforehand with things like the drag queen story time, that's a slow indoctrination process to saying, you know, these people don't want to be, they don't want to be what they were born to be. They want to be what they choose to be. This is more of that fake love that we see that's propagating all this nonsense, to where we're supposed to be loving and accepting of this fake love, of this fake compassion, when really it's all lust. These are all carnal things that they're basically pushing onto us. They want us to act in the flesh. You were talking about it before, Danny Ray. I forget the individual that you mentioned, but
Alfred Kinsey is his name.
Alfred Kinsey?
Yeah, and they always, it's like, there's lots of studies out there that show that kids who are sexually abused end up growing up to be pedophilias, if not pedophiles. If they aren't pedophiles, then usually they have some other sort of mental disorder, like addiction to drugs or alcohol, or, you know, no matter what it is, it's breaking the psyche of the child. It's dehumanizing them, you know?
I agree. I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that's the best way to explain it. You know, when looking at it, people don't think about the long-term effects of what that does. For a perfect example, you know, why do we have the term cougar? Why do we have the term MILF? We always commonly think of pedophilia and things of this nature as just a grown man going after a boy. You know, how many times, and I'm sure we all know somebody, you know, that's lost their virginity to somebody that was significantly older than them. And then on the flip side, you also have people, children, who go out of their way to go after married people, families, and things of this nature. What this is they're trying to basically satisfy this distorted feeling that they basically had as a child. You mentioned it perfectly. You know, these people who were usually molested as children, they go on to perpetuate this behavior. Like, people, pedophiles don't procreate, right? They don't have children. But how do they reproduce? They reproduce by actually sexualizing and molesting other children, and that's how they create more pedophiles. It's a disease. It's not something that's, you know, it's not something that should be accepted. We're literally saying that these people can go through and conduct these types of wicked, malicious, malevolent kinds of things on children, on both boys and girls, and saying it's okay. And then you wonder why we have all these other people who are disassociating from reality, who are using, who are abusing themselves, and it's a sick pattern. It really is.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't stop at, you know, when it comes to the sexualization of our society. Like, you see these things out there, like little high heels for infants. Like, babies can't even walk. That's absolute, like, that's not for the child. That's for the sicko that's surrounding them.
You guys have hit on so many interesting points there. EJ, I mean, that was mind-blowing. I mean, these pedophiles, they don't reproduce in the natural sense. They reproduce like a virus by infecting other people. And yeah, I mean, they are sexualized. They're sick. They're sexualizing the little kids, you know, giving them high heels, putting them in the fashion shows where they're basically doing the swimsuit edition. And they're giving them Ouija boards and then sending them to the Luciferian after-school program. I mean, this is some deep shit. Folks, take a minute to like and share, because this is absolutely mind-blowing content here. And Creep Hunters, I mean, you're right in the middle of this stuff. You see it every day. I don't know how you do it. You know, but, you know, how important is it to stop these pedophiles in their tracks?
Fuck, it's very important. It should be the number one priority on everybody's list. And I think something that would help with that on a larger scale is, you know, we always hear stories coming into our Creep Hunters network of people that, you know, tell us, oh, people should just get over it, that this happened to you or that happened to you, or that, oh, you were raped when you were younger, you know, oh, you should just get over that and
walk it
and,
off.
The government's doing everything they can to fix it. And you know what? The only type of people that would ever say to walk that off are people that didn't go through it. But I'll find out and say, I went through it. I was fucking molested when I was a kid, and that's why I do what I was doing. You know, I'll flat out say that. I told the world that when I did our thing with Esquire magazine, no problem, right? Because there needs to be more people that are survivors of these predators coming out and speaking. And they're not, because it's something that it affects you for the rest of your fucking life. Every relationship you're in, right? I mean, even growing up in high school as a kid myself, right? I steered more towards hanging out with the girls because they were safe, because I got fucking molested by a guy, right? And so it totally fucks with your psyche for the rest of your life, 100%. And that's something that anybody that says, oh, just get over it, oh, walk it off, it's because you've never gone through it. Because if you have gone through it, you wouldn't be saying that. You wouldn't be saying that in your entire lifetime, let alone to somebody else. That
well, let me ask you
it.
This.
So I think a big part of it is... you know, the parents and the families have to be more supportive towards the survivors and more understanding of what they're going through and why they're acting the way they are in their life because of it.
Let me ask you this. I mean, what kind of psychology is behind these surveys and these search engine results? I mean, obviously these aren't normal people. This isn't an accident. Would you buy this as being an accident, or would you pursue this further as a suspected pedophile?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Well, you know, the Facebook surveys, the Facebook surveys that they put out as far as, you know, should pedophilia be allowed on Facebook? What do you think's behind those surveys? What kind of psychology there?
Well, I think that, you know, I don't think that it's just Facebook's responsibility for that survey, to be honest with you. I think that it's the elite cult, the Luciferian elite cult members that are also behind it. And I think that survey was, honestly, I think it was a little test run. It was a little test to see, okay, you know, we're trying to normalize this in society because we're doing these sacrifices and we want people to be okay with this stuff. We want it to be like, you know, grabbing a pack of cigarettes or doing whatever you do, right? It's something normal. And I think that survey was kind of like a hint at that, right? You know, and it was a hint at, are people going to be okay with this? You know, how far along are we with normalizing this? And I think that survey was a little fucking hint that they had dropped. And I don't think that it's the first one. I think it's going to, whether it's Facebook doing a survey or some large media corporation out there doing a story on pedophilia, normalizing it, whatever it is, I'm a strong believer that that's not the only time that they're going to come out to sort of test the waters, right? It's like doing a sales pitch, right? You do your presentation, you pitch your customer, and then you do a test close. You see how close are you to getting that sale, right? And I think that's what that survey was all about. I think that was a little test to see how close are we to normalizing this. And obviously, the public reacted the way that it should have in a responsible, respectful utopia society that we all want one day. But I don't think that the media and people that actually have power to do immediate damage had responded in any type of respectful way. I mean, everybody did a little short story on it and moved on to the next thing pretty quick, and now it's been buried, right? I mean, even the search result thing, I mean, how much has that been out in the mainstream media? Not very much, right? Because it brings it back to the issue of pedophilia not being okay, which is moving away from the agenda. You know, that's why Hollywood got forgotten about so quickly too, right? Anything that's about this subject that gets out is going to be forgotten about pretty quick. So it's up to people like us, everybody here on the panel, and people that follow this page and that have pages of their own in order to keep the information alive, because that's what's really important. And making it so that the kids understand too that this is not okay, because at the same time they're trying to make you know, the baby boomers and some of the older generations okay with this, at the same time they're trying to manipulate the children through the school system and the after school programs to make them be okay with it. And you know, as far as I know, there aren't any kids that are okay with being molested. So, you know, something's got to be done with it, and I think we're taking the right steps in the direction that we need to go in order to be done with this whole fucking pedo bill, pedo gate bullshit, and move on to doing something more productive as a society than trying to normalize pedophilia out of all fucking things to do.
Absolutely, and I think the hammer is going to drop here pretty soon. It looks like there's going to be more news coming up pretty soon about others in the Hillary camp that are going to be implicated in various crimes, and hopefully they'll be able to get people like Creepy Biden off the streets as well and the like. I guess I just want to give everybody an opportunity for some closing remarks. We're going to keep this broadcast short. We're going to come back with a full onslaught of information with the McCabe, Comey, Hillary thing in the 5 o'clock show. But Danny Ray, I mean, what are the things that you want people to think about when they see the creepy Biden footage, when they hear about the Podesta emails, the WikiLeaks? Is it our imagination, or is there something there?
No, there's definitely something there, and a lot of these associations that hide behind the name of helping children, like the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, they've been put on the burner. A lot of people who have done their research, they see and they can connect the dots. You have 800,000 children per year missing in America. That's 2,000 per day, just up and vanishing. And you know that there's people who are inside of these agencies, maybe not all of them, because I know there are a lot of people who are like us who hate to hear that there are people who want to harm children, who want to fight and make sure that the children are protected. And so, you know, there's not all of them that are in there, but the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is definitely one of those that should be on the radar. As far as, are they doing well by us, or are they doing dirt behind the scenes?
Well, and then a lot of the CPS and foster homes as well, because we know that a lot of the abuse is occurring in that type of network. Everybody should be familiar with the Boys Ranch scandal that happened, what was it, in the 80s? I mean, this kind of stuff is being replicated in foster homes across the country, and it's not just the kids that are on... that are on record that go missing, you know, the ones that actually have a birth certificate, but it's also the kids that that get put into these foster homes through CPS, and there's child abuse everywhere that isn't being investigated, neither by the FBI, neither by the local sheriff's departments, because in many of these cases, like we saw in the Boys Ranch case, local authorities were implicated in this as well. EJ from Freedom Faction, tell us more about what you think in closing on this type of stuff, and give us something that'll shock us. Shock us, buddy.
Yeah. If people want something to go research, closing thoughts, if people want something to go research, go look up the Hampstead children. These are two children who talk about ritual abuse, child abuse, and satanic ritual abuse. If you also want operations, public operations that have gone through, go look up Operation Crosscut. These are all different operations where they have gone through and actually saved children who have been victims not only of child sex trafficking, but of sexual abuse as well. This is a very, very real phenomena, and it starts with things like online grooming, like using Facebook as a recruitment platform to literally pull people off. That's how this works. You can, believe it or not, that's what they do. They use subtle tactics, as Creep Hunter was talking about, subtle things to put it out there to say, okay, are people paying attention? Can we go through with the next phase? People really have to understand like how deep this goes and the different types of tactics that they'll use. That's why they had to backtrack, because again, if they're trying to censor conservative content where we're literally pointing this out and putting the pieces together, we're considered the enemy, because they don't see us as equal. They see us as chattel. They want to try to use us. Again, go look up those operations, Operation Cross Country, Operation Not In My Town, and Operation Reclaim and Rebuild as the Hampstead Children. These will give you all of the types of information that build the foundation to explain why this is so important. Personally, I'll say this, and I'll pass it. Personally, I took this that much more serious whenever they started to come after my unborn child. And that's what we're dealing with right now. If we don't nip this in the butt, the unborn children will have to deal with these pedophiles in school, in at work, and all over the place.
Well, I just want to say congratulations, and absolutely, you know, this this kind of stuff can't be ignored anymore. And I think while you were listing out the operations, it kind of cut out there. Could you list those three operations that people should be looking at again?
Yeah, for sure. That was Operation Cross Country, and that's basically where they went through on the southwest of America, or the southeast of America, and different children. Operation Not In My Town is basically where they tried to find people in Connecticut, and Operation Reclaim and Rebuild is where they had 510 arrests and 56 rescue children in just Los Angeles alone. So definitely go look those types of things up.
And, excuse me, that's pretty much the epicenter of where Facebook operates from, Sodom and Gomorrah, out there in California. And, you know, people are asking, you know, what can we do about this? And we have a handy solution is organizations like Creep Hunters. And if you can, Creep Hunter, tell people how they can basically get involved to fight the pedophilia in their town, in their communities, with hardly any effort at all.
Well, the best way to get involved, I mean, just you can either go to our website, chcsociety.com, and up on the right-hand top corner there, you can click on join, or you can just simply message our Facebook page there, Creep Hunters Canada Society. We don't just operate in Canada. That's where we originally started. That's why it's in the name, but we operate throughout the States, the UK, and we're just getting started up in Russia and in Spain as well. So we're a worldwide organization, but we work locally in the communities, one-on-one. Some of the districts that we have actually work local with local other nonprofits that that help to combat human trafficking as well. So there's many areas that that we're looking for volunteers, and not just necessarily talking with the online predators themselves. That's part of what we do, yes, but a lot of what we do also is helping to bring more awareness to the actual issue of human trafficking and online grooming and the connection between the two. So there's a broad spectrum of things that people can do. If you want to get involved, just shoot us a message. You can always message myself as well, Brendan Brady, or our operations manager, Brenda Hunter, on Facebook, and we'll do our best to help you get started in whichever way you want to volunteer. I just want to make a quick note on CPS, because you had mentioned that. The Docs Live is doing a special on CPS coming up here pretty quick. There's actually quite a lot of... would be pretty mind-blowing for you guys to see the amount of children that actually die while in the CPS foster care system, and how the supposed foster parents who are supposed to be responsible for the kid at the time, how they're actually not getting prosecuted. They're getting away with it through negligence and through not only sexual abuse but physical abuse as well. So we're going to be doing an episode on that. We're going to do it, we're going to do it on Tuesday, but because there's not a lot of information on that as far as statistics go and all of that, it's one of those areas of government that they don't like to talk about statistically, and there's no actual way to prove that the foster care system is actually more of a benefit to the child than if they were to stay with their original parents. It's very difficult to find information on that. So we're a little bit delayed. I know I've plugged the CPS episode a couple of times. We're a little bit delayed because of the lack of information out there. So if anybody has any stories on CPS or any personal experiences that they'd like to share on the show, just hit up the docs.live on Facebook and send us a message with your links or your information or your story, and we'll get it on there as well. And thanks again, Ron, for having us on the show here. And we look forward to working on more content and more shows. And I just want to encourage everybody to stay vigilant out there while we're fighting the tyranny and we're fighting the beast.
Absolutely. And
as a mom, I want to jump in real fast, yep. If you don't mind. I want to just make sure that parents out there, you know, because of how society is, our TV shows, our movies, our music, they're all sexualizing our children really early for a reason. So yeah. I think it's really important to make sure that you have that talk with your children and make sure they understand what sexual abuse is, what, how to avoid it, and not to be ashamed to come forward and let you know if something has happened to them so that you can take care of it.
That's right. You want to be open and honest with your children. And it might be something where maybe you feel a little bit awkward talking to your kids about that, but you know, you don't want to be put in a situation 10 years later when they're grown up and you find out that they got sexually abused and, you know, feel guilty because you felt too awkward to have a conversation, and now your child's life is ruined because of it. So it's a lot better to be open and honest about what's out there. They're gonna find out anyways. You know, these predators are online, they're grooming everybody. They don't discriminate between race or gender, or, you know, however you identify, since there's so many different types of ways of identifying as a human being. They don't discriminate against any of that, so chances are your child is going to get groomed at some point. Not only are they on there looking for new people to trap in the human trafficking ring, but 86% of the human trafficking is actually done on the internet now as well. So that includes buying and selling people. Like, you really have to think for a second, what does that mean? That means that you don't have as many creepers rolling up to the high schools trying to get kids to come in their van. No, now they're pretending to be kids online with a fake account, so your child could think that he's going to go and meet, you know, another 14-year-old boy to hang out with, and an old guy shows up there and just snatches them, right? Because they know what they're looking for, but the child doesn't necessarily know the person that they're looking for. And that's why, you know, just to reiterate this, what you were saying there, it's so important to have an open, clear dialogue about this subject, because it is something that is very real. And they should be teaching about this as a part of the sex ed curriculum in the high schools, but they don't. They don't even touch base on that. I know in Canada, our police, they go through the high schools a couple times a year to talk about the dangers of online luring. But again, you're talking about something that is, you know, that is being policed by an old system, by people that haven't grown up on the internet. The internet's only been around since August of 1991. That's not a lot of time for, you know, the people that are supposed to be protecting kids online to learn about how the internet works, as opposed to somebody that was born in the year that the internet came out and they've grown up on the internet and they could, you know, those kids know how to hack your phone, right? I don't know about you guys, but when I was 6 years old, I was outside in the garden eating dirt, you know? Like, now kids are on their iPads and they're, you know, they're ready to start up a little business because they're so in tune with how the technology works and all of that. So, and these predators know that, and because they spend a lot of time online, as I'm sure you guys are well aware of with the information that we have coming in. So it's very important to keep an open dialogue with you.
Well, you know, you said that schools aren't teaching that in high school sex ed.
Keep going, Danny.
They're not teaching it in high school sex ed, but they're trying to sexualize our kindergartners with sex education now. So instead of preparing them, they're almost like grooming them in the schools.
Yep.
And yeah, it's setting somebody else up for failure, right, is essentially what it is. It's the same thing with the monetary system, right? Money is one of the most important things we need in the world, but yet we don't learn anything about it in school, right? Child sexual abuse and sexual grooming is probably the most dangerous thing to any child out there, the potential for that to happen, but yet they don't teach it in the schools. Because the schools is not designed to actually get you ahead. It's just to keep you where you are. You know, any reason for you to fear going outside or being outside your bubble, you know, they'll keep that away from you, so that when it does hit you, it's such a shock to your system that it'll fuck up the rest of your life, right? And at least if your life's fucked up, you'll sit at home and pay your taxes and be a good citizen, right? And that's sort of more what they're promoting. And, you know, there's one of two ways this world can go. It can either go the Luciferian New World Order kind of way, where people are turned into batteries that fuel the system, or it can become the utopia that we all want, that the 99% of this world want, where everybody has food and everybody has shelter, and that's fucking thing for being alive. We can have that world now. We have the resources, we have the means, we have the right amount of people that are waking up in order to make that happen. But, you know, it's just the process of getting there that we need to stay vigilant with.
I just want to point something out real quick with the time that we have left. You know, you talk on it briefly, Creep Hunter, the fact that these people are literally predators, that you literally have people who will come off as your friend, come off as somebody else entirely. That's what the internet does these days. You know, people can have aliases, they can have masks, they can have whole different dual lives. And while the child might be thinking they're talking to somebody, you know, having a genuine relationship, actually giving over personal information, that predator is just looking for the opportune time to strike. That's why this all, it sounds creepy, because these people literally work in deception. They practice deception. And I want to leave everybody, you know, with something to think about, something to ponder. Think about this. They really have marches for animal rights. They have marches for trans rights. They have marches for women's rights. They also have marches for gay rights. But they never have marches for family life. They never have marches for anything. Amen. That advocates having a strong core foundation. And that's because that's the point of all of this. Through pedophilia, through the trans agenda, through all of this type of stuff, it is to destroy the family. Because a man, like I said, as a father, whenever I have my children, you best believe I'm going to watch what my child consumes. I'm going to interrogate the teachers to figure out whether or not they're a creep, because I need to know these types of things. But that's the whole agenda of the New World Order and of these Luciferians. They're trying to literally dehumanize us, destroy the family, and take away the foundation that we build all these things upon.
Well, and there's creeps everywhere. And you guys hit on an excellent point. It's like, you know, in the schools, they're not teaching kids how to protect themselves from these creeps. Instead, they're actually grooming them so that they can be victimized by these creeps. And there is no march for the normal life. There is no march for the normal people. There's always the march for the fringe groups. And while it's nice to, you know, to accept everybody and to love everybody, you know, given what they're doing to children, that's, I think, where most people draw the line. You know, if and most people don't care these days. You know, you want to be gay, you want to be, you know, super crazy or whatever, it's fine. But when it comes to the kids, people are just like, they're fed up with it. They're fed up with, you know, hearing about things like this, like that Facebook is doing to push the pedophilia agenda. You know, they don't want to see that on social media. And the fact that they would actually ask people, is it okay, really just kind of tells you how out of touch they are with the real world. You know, it must be pretty. It must
Isn't
be pretty dark
it
over
ironic
there.
How?
Go ahead.
Isn't it ironic how that's the number 14? You know, that was the number that they asked on the Facebook quiz, and then it was, what country is it over in the east over there? Was it Germany that just lowered their consent number to 14?
Well, it's dropping everywhere. I mean, everybody's dropping their consent ages to 14, 15. I think it's 16 in Canada, but it used to be 14. It'll probably go back that way, and they'd like to do it here, too. And that's why you're seeing, like, all of these stories being plugged of, like, teachers. You got these hot teachers, you know, having sex with their students, and they're giving it, like, disproportionate airtime, you know, given all the crimes that are out there. But they want people to see it. They want to see, you know, oh, look, the hot teacher is scoring with the student. The student's happy. Everything's awesome. Why are we prosecuting these cases? And they want to normalize it on every level. And if it's not the Facebook survey, it's the search results. And if it's not on Facebook, it's on YouTube. And in the meantime, when you try to talk about it, well, they're going to throttle down your, you know, your views. They're going to downrank your page and harass you. And it doesn't stop there. They'll even go to the extent of calling you the bully, calling you the harasser or whatever. And you know, it just,
yeah. But if you're on the left and you support this stuff and you push it and you're a sicko, then you're perfectly fine and you can run rampant with your stuff.
Oh yeah, you're not getting throttled if you're
occupied. You could run for president. You could run for president or VP if you're a fucking pedo, right? Look at creepy Biden. There's the prime example, right?
Yeah.
You know, and where's all the stories about the kids that are actually getting molested? I mean, you see the stories of people getting arrested, like the teachers or whatever, you know, for molesting their student, right? And that sort of makes the news a little bit. But then, you know, they get off on 2 years or a year. In the U.S., you guys, your government actually handles it a lot better, and that's what I'm advocating in our government here in Canada, is for us to at least, at bare minimum, follow what you guys are doing down there. Because here, they get arrested, they get let out, and if they even go to court, you know, they might get 2 years and a slap on the fucking wrist, right? So, well, I mean, it's pretty brutal.
It's just ridiculous.
Just thinking about creepy Biden, I mean, to think that this guy is going to run for president and nobody's saying anything, nobody's pointing out the obvious, tells you how corrupt the system is, how corrupt the media is, and it's just, you know, it's just part of what we're dealing with, and that's why we're going to continue to cover this issue, even though, you know, we could be talking about sports or we could be talking about what's going on in Hollywood or something like that. This stuff is probably the biggest story of the year, and it's going to remain the biggest story of the year on STFN, because somebody needs to stand up for these children. Somebody needs to walk for the rights of these children, and so on and so forth. But I appreciate everybody tuning into this broadcast. Appreciate everybody coming in. We had an excellent dialogue here, excellent debate, an exchange of ideas, and hope that you guys will join us for the next time. At about 5 p.m. Central for the big story on McCabe and what's going on with Comey and the FBI and all the rest. So tune in for that one. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
You are the